Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second, the third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third, the second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ferdy Schupp. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ferdy Schupp. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second, the third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting third, the center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth, the second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Howard Emke. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Emke covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Blue reaches second base with a double. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney bunts towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw takes first base on ball four. Veach moves to second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Mostill is chasing the ball. Flagstead rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney takes first base on ball four. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bassler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Bibb Fouck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fouck hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Shock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Emke, and towards Rigney, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Veach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Flagstad strikes out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Veach moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0-for-1 in the game. Bassler hits a fly ball into left field. Fouck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Falk reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. Hooper goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Tigers. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flagstad, who is chasing the ball. Schalk reaches third base with a triple. Falk scores. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Chick Gagnon pinch hits for Howard Emke. Chick Gagnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagnon strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Haney moves to second. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bert Cole now pitching. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hodge, and towards Johnson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 2 in the game. Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole bunts towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 3 in the game. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Cole moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shealy for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodge bunts towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Veach for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Flagstad strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-3 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mulligan for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Hooper moves to third. Falk moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Schalk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schalk moves to third. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Schalk scores. Hodge moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-4 in the game. Mulligan hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodge tags and scores. One out. It's 8-5, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 9-5, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hooper hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma Still. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Ma Still steals second. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Fock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Danny Clark pinch hits for Fred Haney. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cobb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Veach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.